that last summer, Lakeville, Illinois.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I started out at Mentona, which was just up here. It was a little private camp up here at Chilhowee. And then I went to Montreat, in Montreat, North Carolina. And I went to Girl Scout camp, of course, up here. Camp Margaret Townsend, which is no longer. And then I went 8 or 9 years to Camp Sequoia at Bristol, which is affiliated with Sullins, where I later went to college. And I then as a counselor, I went to various camps here, there, and yon.
Is that Bristol, Tennessee?
Virginia.
Is Bristol in Tennessee or Virginia?
The state line goes down the middle of the main street, which is called State Street.
So it's in both.
And there are two city governments, there are two fire departments, two police departments,
really?
Et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been beside myself trying to figure out, because I look at a map of looking at motels, you know, they said Virginia, and I thought maybe I shouldn't even bother with it.
When I was in school up there, Bristol, Virginia was wet and Bristol, Tennessee was dry.
Oh, that's convenient.
This created many interesting situations.
I thought of that last week, and I was on the Tennessee-Georgia border there at Copper Hill, and I think is it McMinn or something like that, maybe RS, that is the name, but they call it the Twin Cities. Copper Hill is on one side, and
Ducktown. Excuse me.
Sure. Perfectly okay. What would you call a heavy rain of short duration?
A heavy rain of short duration, a hard shower.
Did you ever use any humorous or colorful descriptive terms for that?
For the rain?
Yeah, you know, for a heavy rain of short duration.
Cats and dogs, downpour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they use things like trash mover or gully washer or toad strangler, any of those?
A gully washer and a cloud burst. That may be a meteorological term, I don't know.
Now, a storm with a lot of thunder and lightning, what would you call that?
Thunderstorm.
And talking about the wind really...
Howled.
And it was hard, it really...
Blew.
Yeah. And
I blew a gale, possibly, but that comes more from our fishing than from our local.
Yeah, now that's used more in
more down on the Gulf when you...
This is about the hardest the wind has
blown.
Yeah. And if the wind's coming, do you use descriptive terms for wind with reference to direction?
No, not a blue norther or anything like that.
Where?
In Texas.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about a wind coming from the, you just say the wind's coming from the direction of Atlantis, maybe you say the wind's from the...
Bill will say it's from the north or the south. I don't know my north and my south.
Okay. And if you talk about just in terms of direction, though, if you talk about the direction of say Johnson City from here,
that would be to the east.
Yeah. No, not just east though, but it would also be
extreme east,
north.
Eastern Tennessee. Yeah. Now, see, that's as far as I would go. I wouldn't get into north, northeast,
or
northwest.
Okay, now, if we're talking about rain, then let's go back to the rain. If it's coming down very lightly, lighter than a rain, what would you call it?
It's a shower.
What about lighter than a shower?
Sprinkling.
Anything lighter than that?
I don't think so.
What if you looked out the window and you couldn't see?
It'd be foggy.
And that stuff is
fog.
And if it doesn't rain for about 4 weeks, you call that a
drought. And a long dry spell.
Okay, now she didn't use that other term, did she?
Drought.
She used drought, but she didn't use drought. But you use...
We will often speak of a long dry spell.
How would you distinguish a dry spell from a drought?
I guess a drought would go on for a long, long time. And a dry spell would be a shorter duration, but as severe.
Mm-hmm. Can you think about it, and could you break it down into...
Okay, say we had drought